We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Generous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Yorkburg 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, in Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, in Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorkburg 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat A05.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialiang Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Ervenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, parliaments in Russia and Cuba collaborate. In children news, a Scottish study finds that youngsters participating in cultural activities gain much benefit. In animal welfare news, Svika the turtle walks again with the help of staff at an Israeli animal hospital. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 2nd, respected American composer Lou Silver Harrison is remembered. Born in 1917 in Portland, Oregon, he passed away on this day in 2003. Mr. Harrison is most well known for his syntheses of Asian and Western music. His meditative album, Gamelan Music, reflects his abiding affection for the Indonesian ensembles. An innovator, Mr. Harrison also incorporated other traditions from around the world. His four symphonies and other instrumental and vocal pieces contain elements of Navajo, Korean, African, and more. For his outstanding contribution, Mr. Harrison was elected to the National Institute of Arts and Letters in 1973 and received the Edward MacDonald Medal in 2000. May the eclectic musical creations of Mr. Lou Silver Harrison continue to bring joy and tranquility to listeners of all cultures.
Mayan News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Colombia. Following weeks of heavy rainfall in late November through December 2010, as many as 2 million people were affected by devastating floods. More than 310 people lost their lives, while thousands of animals also perished with sanitation and hunger problems that followed.
Estas familias se encuentran muy preocupadas porque muchos de ellos aún siguen ahí en sus casas. Han tenido que hacer tarimas o tambos, como les llaman aquí, para poder estar en la parte seca. Muchos de ellos incluso han tenido que vivir hasta 8 familias en una casa pequeña.
Tuvimos un percance grande, que corríamos con todos los niños para tierra.
Bastante crítico porque nosotros, esto fue una cosa terrible para nosotros aquí. Esto se nos hundió y todo, mejor dicho, lo perdimos.
On November 20th, Supreme Master Qinghai had conveyed her deepest sympathies and prayers as she offered $20,000 in emergency aid and asked that her association members please go to help the most desperate. This amount could purchase $101,000 in urgent materials if obtained in the United States based on Colombia's cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai also reimbursed an additional $1,000 to cover the relief team's travel expenses.
El grupo de ayuda de rescate, la Asociación Internacional Maestra Suprema Qinghai, se encuentra entregando ayuda a las familias damnificadas. En estos momentos se les está entregando alimentación a todas aquellas familias a las que han tenido problemas por inundación.
Our association's relief team first traveled to the municipality of Santa Ana in the department of Magdalena, where they bought food for 550 families. The packages of rice, beans, lentils, oil, wheat flour, cornmeal, and sugarcane were packed with the help of local civil defense workers and distributed by canoe through flooded areas to 6 communities.
Maestra, gracias por el regalo que nos ha traído a nuestro pueblo y que Dios la siga bendiciendo y que estamos muy agradecidos por lo que usted nos ha hecho a nuestro pueblo.
Gracias porque ya tengo comidita.
Gracias, maestra.
Damos nuestros más sinceros agradecimientos a la maestra Qinghai, que con mucho amor, con mucha voluntad, ha extendido su mano a nuestra nación, más que todo a este rincón tan olvidado. Estas ayudas han llegado en el momento más oportuno, cuando de verdad todas estas comunidades lo están necesitando.
Reportando para Supreme Master Television desde el departamento de Magdalena, Colombia.
With appreciation to the Colombian civil defense personnel, we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring support of the flood-stricken people, as well as our association's relief team for their sincere efforts. Wishing the Colombian people a swift return to their productive daily lives, as we pray that such extreme events are lessened through our efforts to restore the environment.
Fatal floods displaced thousands in Malaysia and Singapore. Floods that claimed 2 lives in southern Malaysia had forced 31,000 people to flee their homes in the state of Johor by Monday, January 31st. The evacuated were moved to 200 centres across the state as at least 3 rivers overflowed, major roads were closed, and railway services, including links to Singapore, were cancelled. The floods, which were the worst to hit in 4 years, had been triggered by 2 days of incessant rain, with Segamat, Johor Bahru, and Kluang being worst affected. Heavy rains since Saturday also deluged the neighbouring island nation of Singapore, causing flash floods in several areas.
Upon hearing of the extreme conditions, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please consult with local officials to see if help is required in Malaysia and Singapore, and to go, if possible, to render aid to the most vulnerable. Sending her love and prayers, she added that emergency funds are available. Our appreciation for the timely measures of all officials, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's compassionate concern. We pray for the protection of the Malaysian and Singaporean people, and that such weather intensities subside through humanity's kinder care of the earth and her inhabitants.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
African Union Summit convenes in Ethiopia. The 16th session of the Assembly of Heads of State and Government of the African Union was held on Sunday and Monday, January 30 and 31st, in Addis Ababa. While the two-day meeting focused on recent events in Tunisia and Egypt, where citizens have petitioned for a peaceful transition to new governments, discussions were also held on topics such as Cote d'Ivoire and the country's yet-to-be-resolved elections. A five-member panel headed by Mauritanian President Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz was appointed, with a mission to return the feasible solutions within 1 month. Also, following the recent referendum that has established the autonomy of South Sudan, Mr. Salva Kiir petitioned the Assembly for recognition of the election results in favor of forming a new state. In addition, guest speaker French President Nicolas Sarkozy expressed his nation's commitment to support Africa's bid for a seat at the United Nations Security Council, also pledging assistance to Africa through innovative financing that would address the needs of the continent. Our heartfelt appreciation, African leaders, for your comprehensive discussions that convey such concern for brethren across the continent. May the amicable and cooperative atmosphere of this meeting reach all the countries in need of assistance for the flourishing peace and well-being of the beautiful African continent and her gentle-hearted people.
Composer John Barry remembered, on Sunday, January 30th, the iconic British composer departed the world at age 77. One of the most decorated film composers of all time, Mr. Barry was renowned for his musical scores of 11 James Bond films, as well as soundtracks for notable movies such as Out of Africa and Dances with Wolves. Throughout his career, he was recognized with 5 Oscars, as well as multiple Grammy and BAFTA awards. In 1998, Mr. Barry was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Tributes to the composer's life have poured in from around the world, with fellow James Bond composer David Arnold stating, "I am profoundly saddened by the news, but profoundly thankful for everything he did for music and for me personally." We send our sincere condolences to the loved ones of Mr. John Barry, whose musical legacy will continue to enliven films and the hearts of many. May his soul rest peacefully in the eternal love, light, and celestial melodies of the divine.
Save our planet. Climate change effects in Turkey jeopardize local bird populations. According to Professor Ilhami Kizaroyu of Hacettepe University in Ankara, Turkey, the total bird count in the nation has fallen by 50% in just the past 2 decades, with some species having lost up to 75% of their populations. As the country's wetlands and lakes continue to dry up, Professor Kizaroyu, who heads the university's Environmental Education and Bird Research Center, warns that another 70% of the remaining avian species are also heading toward extinction. With Turkey being an important nesting ground and winter destination for birds, Professor Kizaroyu cautioned that of the 435 different avian species currently found in Turkey, more than 100 may become extinct.
Some have already disappeared, including the oriental darter, which had nested around Lake Amik until it dried up in the 1960s, and the bald ibis, which has ceased to reproduce naturally in Turkey. Also severely threatened is the white-headed duck, listed as an endangered species on the International Union for Conservation of Nature's, or IUCN's, Red List of Threatened Species. Professor Kizaroglu has thus urged Turkish officials toward preventive measures such as halting the draining of important wetlands.
With our thanks to Professor Kizaroglu for your research calling attention to the sad predicament being endured by our avian friends. Let us do our utmost to protect the endangered birds and all animals through our more sustainable lifestyles in cooperation with one another.
During an April 2009 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke with concern for the future of our animal inhabitants as she reminded of humanity's responsibility to care for the environment we share with all fellow beings.
We should all remember that we share this planetary abode, the water, the air, the resources, the food, all of nature. We share only. We should not be possessive of nature. So the best thing we can do for all the animals is to stop causing suffering to them. Stop killing them. Stop eating them. Stop damaging all our habitats. Stop damaging our environment. Be veg, go green, and save the planet too. Planet of the animals.
In an effort to address citizens' concerns, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak asked newly appointed Vice President Omar Suleiman to engage representatives of other political parties in discussions that include constitutional reforms for the government.
The Egyptian army announces in advance of a planned million-person march that it will not use force against the people, saying that it considers the Egyptians' demands for reform legitimate.
A growing number of countries, including Australia, Canada, China, India, Indonesia, Iraq, Israel, Japan, Jordan, Kuwait, Pakistan, Russia, Thailand, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and the United States have either advised citizens to leave Egypt or have arranged flights to send their citizens home.
A new Egyptian government is inaugurated, including retired police general Mahmoud Wagdi as interior minister, as hundreds of thousands of people across the nation continue calling for reform on the eighth day of protests.
Save Our Planet, Ganza District in Olakra, Vietnam, inaugurates a $7.6 million US solar power plant, the country's largest, which will supply sustainable energy to hundreds of rural households.
Save Our Planet, as eastern Canada experiences freezing chill with temperatures 15 or more degrees below normal for this time of year, organizations work to provide warm sleeping bags and blankets to the homeless to protect them from the cold.
Hello everyone, I'm Mirabeau.
Hi there, I'm Laguna. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
We're happily following a plant-based diet. Today we have an environmental tip from our loving caregiver, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Aluminum baking trays can be reused as a plant pot or as garden nursery pots.
The same with yogurt cups, cupcake holders, and takeaway food containers.
Beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this cool, eco-friendly tip.
And thank you, kind viewers, for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching.
Now, for the weather from around the world.
Thank you.
world news, Russia and Cuba agree on collaboration between their parliaments. An accord which is expected to increase dialogue and bilateral relations was signed in Havana, Cuba, by His Excellency President Ricardo Alarcón de Quesada of the Cuban National Assembly of People's Power and His Excellency Boris Gryslov, Speaker of Russia's State Duma. His Excellency Gryslov said, "Parliamentary cooperation is very important for the development of economic, political and humanitarian relations. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellencies Ricardo Alarcón de Quesada and Boris Gryslov, and Cuba and Russia, for your commitment to enhancing friendship and communication between your countries. May joint efforts among all nations bring about a flourishing ecosphere." In animal welfare news, Zvika the turtle walks again with the assistance of supporting wheels. Zvika was brought to the Israeli Wild Animal Hospital in Ramat Gan about 6 months ago with a fractured spine due to an injury caused by a lawnmower. Despite receiving medical treatment, Zvika's ability to move around and appetite decreased. To help the lovely turtle, the hospital staff equipped him with a set of training wheels attached under his abdomen. Zvika loves his newfound mobility. It is now hoped that he will fully recover and again be able to thrive in a natural setting. Our heartfelt gratitude, Israeli Wild Animal Hospital staff, for your loving care of the precious turtle. We wish you many happy and healthy years, courageous Zvika, with all God's blessings.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Lingala, a language spoken in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the Republic of Congo, Angola, and the Central African Republic. It is entitled, No Excuse.
Mulakisi ya kelasi alobi na mwana kelasi ezali na bolimbi site pona bukumi na ye ya mabe elobi ye esengeli otala na dictionnaire tango nyonso ete obosani ezali pasite mwana ya kelasi akomi na kokoso me mulakisi ezongisi ye nazalaka kaka na bobosani.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
In Mongolia, we are able to watch Supreme Master TV with subtitles. We love Supreme Master Chinghai. God bless you. Oyanzaya from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia.
Kind Oyanzaya, your sweet message is much appreciated. We are infinitely grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's illuminated presence and wise guidance on our planet at this urgent time. May heaven's light shine on you and all the pure-minded Mongolian people.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May faith, love, and wisdom be your treasured companion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With the UK pledging donor matches of up to an additional $64 million, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation donates $100 million, and the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, His Royal Highness Mohammed bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan, donates $50 million toward the goal of eliminating polio.
Visiting Belarusian assistant to the President for National Security Affairs, Viktor Lukashenko, meets in Doha with Qatari Emir His Highness Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani to enhance cooperation between their countries.
China announces that etiquette classes will be required for primary through high school students, with subjects that include respecting elders, being courteous to others, and manners on telephones, emails, and text messaging.
Amidst widespread government job reductions planned over the next few years, Cuban officials are encouraging individuals to set up private ventures and to work abandoned state farmland toward a goal of flourishing businesses and farms.
In Myanmar's capital Naypyidaw, the elected parliament convenes for the first time in 2 decades, giving hope for a new democracy.
The Sri Lankan Environment Ministry hosts the Asian Region Joint Workshop of the Stockholm and Rotterdam Convention to promote the optimal use and disposal of chemicals for the safety of humans and the environment.
Because of a dependence on the heat-sensitive enzyme myrcinase, U.S. researchers report that the cancer-fighting effect of broccoli is doubled by sprinkling enzyme-rich broccoli sprouts on top of the lightly steamed vegetable.
Executive Deputy Director at the China Maritime Search and Rescue Center, Chen Aiping, reports that Chinese maritime rescuers saved 20 23,555 people in 2010.
The Dubai Women's Development Society, in partnership with the Ministry of Education, launches a public health program at schools in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, to increase awareness among students about healthy nutrition and eating habits.
As priests consecrate a church constructed of ice in the Carpathian Mountains of Romania, the winter structure officially opens as a place of worship for the public.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.